question. Questions will be asked, Glenn. Listen, I find that you're squirming away from the meat of the question after three tries at it. So let me try to focus you. Let's say the government comes after you with an armored vehicle, a SWAT team, you know, clad in balaclavas, bulletproof vests, and you're holding on to your pisser and that 308 Winchester, with or without scope, and a long or short driveway as you wish. My personal preferred scenario, Glenn, is a 7.62mm NATO standard round with a very long driveway, at least 600 yards, and a peep sight, a Parker Hale peep sight. That goes with my marksman territory, you understand. Anyhow, but I do digress. You get the picture. Armored vehicle, SWAT team, lots of dark-clad individuals skulking around the bushes, and you're holding onto your pistol with one hand and the 308 Winchester in the other. I dare say even you would agree that that would be an unenviable situation. So but you should prepare for that, because that's an eventuality that could happen. In fact, has happened. Ruby Ridge is a case in point. So, the next question is, I come back to that, but you said under nursing, you mentioned atomic weapons. So the next point is, you know, that is a form of arms as well. I think you Americans have a constitutional right to own and bear arms, by which I mean, arguably, atomic weapons included, Glenn. And you see, if they come after you with an armored vehicle and the SWAT team, little do they know that at the end of that 600-yard driveway, at the isthmus to your presidential palace, there is buried in the ground a suitcase with a low-yield thermonuclear weapon. And now, whether it's armed or not is immaterial. Whether it's ultimately real or not is also immaterial, but the deterrent effect would be tremendous. And then, you know, you'd be back to the more or less the balance established in 1776 between flintlocks and flintlocks, you see? So remember the old adage, when you go to a knife fight, bring a gun. When the armored vehicle's coming up your driveway and the SWAT team skulking around the far bushes, why not get a thermonuclear weapon? The right to